The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally, and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. The vote in the U.S. Senate on the hate crimes legislation is scheduled for Thursday, July 16th. If the Senate passes this, all that remains will be for Mr. Obama to sign this bill, and a law will be in place to stop the preaching of the gospel of Christ right here in the United States of America. In this land, which has been the hope of the world for near 400 years, the nation which has given the greatest amount of liberty to the greatest number of people will begin the downhill slide to join the nations which are ruled by a dictator. You say, Don, how can this be? Let me explain. Number one, the hate crimes bill would make it illegal to speak against homosexuality in public. That's right. You will not be able to publicly express your opinion against homosexuality once Mr. Obama signs this legislation, which he has promised to do. He's actually pushing for it to pass. The only hope we would then have would be for the courts to rule that the law violates the First Amendment of the Constitution, which guarantees the right of free speech. With the court divided as equally as this U.S. Supreme Court is, a court case would throw the whole decision into the lap of Justice Anthony Kennedy. Kennedy is completely unpredictable in his decisions. He seems to have no convictions whatever, and votes completely by the way he feels about something on a given day. That's not much on which to rest the precious right of the freedom of speech. Number two, this law would strike at the heart of religious liberty, which is also guaranteed by the First Amendment. In fact, it's the first liberty guaranteed by the First Amendment. If this hate crimes law passes, pastors and teachers in the church would not even be able to read the Bible passages about homosexuality in public, including church meetings, without risking being fined and jailed. This has already happened in Canada because that nation has a national hate crimes law on the books. A Canadian couple I know moved here about 10 years ago just to escape this religious persecution. The lady told me how the true church in Canada is now beginning to meet in secret so they can teach their children the truth about homosexuality. Since Christians there are now threatened by the hate crimes law if they teach the Bible passages about homosexuality in their churches. Number three, what's to keep the national government from saying you can't teach the part of the Bible about being born again, since that excludes people from the kingdom of Christ who haven't repented? What if they say that doctrine is too exclusive? Once the Washington government sets itself up as judge of what you can and can't say from the Bible, who will guarantee your right to believe according to the dictates of your conscience? Number four, all liberties flow out of religious liberty. It is only the Bible which teaches that you have the right to obey God rather than men. If we can't identify the root of our freedoms as being in the unchangeable God who created us, then it just becomes a battle of what do you say, what do I say, and whichever one of us can muster the most votes is the one who is declared right. But rest assured, that does not mean we are right. I urge you to call 202-224-3121 at the Capitol in Washington and ask for your senators, two of them, for each state there are, ask that they vote against the hate crimes legislation. That number again is 202-224-3121. The Bible declares, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." And that includes death to liberty. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.